Hollywood's depiction of love relationships between African-American men and women has traditionally shown little to no depth. But for celebrity couple Angela Bassett and Courtney B. Vance, this is far from the truth. Both acclaimed actors have played compelling characters. Angela, for her award-winning performance as Tina Turner in What's Love Got to Do with It?
I'm Tina Turner. My husband and I just had a fight. I'm supposed to open at the Academy tonight. I have 36 cents and a mobile car. But if you would give me a room, I swear I will pay you back.
No. Please. That won't be necessary now, Miss Turner. I'd be honored, really. We'll take care of you.
Thank you.
And Courtney in the film The Preacher's Wife, where he portrays the Reverend Henry Biggs, a minister who has lost his way until an angel helps restore his faith.
The angel Dudley?
Ding!
That must have been that part of the Bible that got lost.
See, I knew you wouldn't understand this. I know you don't believe me. It's hard even for you, but angels cannot lie, Henry. We're not allowed to. It's in the angel handbook.
Of course it is.
I'll show it to you.
No,
I'm going to show you.
That's okay.
I'm going to show you.
Okay. Thanks for everything. Say hello to the big guy and the Easter Bunny, too, when you see him.
Now married for 10 years and with one-year-old twins, the couple opens up about their closely guarded personal life in their new memoir, Friends, A Love Story. They sat down with NPR's Farah Chidea and told her how they knew it was right for them to marry.
We waited and we worked on ourselves and we took time and we had nothing to do with it. The timing was right.
Courtney's parents never divorced. My mother had been through two divorces, so it was Courtney who said that.
What did you?
Of course, that's a wonderful thing to agree to, and I appreciated that because once we were married, then, you know, you have to negotiate and live together and consult one another and all of that, and sometimes you come to an impasse, and I would just get so frustrated that I thought, oh, and it would seem so overwhelming that I would think, maybe we did this too soon, you know, and Courtney was really good at talking us down. No, couples go through this. Da-da-da-da. It's going to happen. It does happen. This is just a minor thing. This is a blip in the thing. And we're going to get through it. We're going to get over it. It's going to smooth out. And I would just look at him and listen and hang on to that. And sure enough, we did. Because when you're going again, it's easy. You're making your own decisions. You can walk away and call it a day at any time. But when you're finally together and you made that commitment,
there's,
you know,
a period of time where how two become one is a mystery. And it just takes time. Those first 2 years for a woman to trust a man that he is the man that he says he is. Mm. And I had to learn because I started working with training with somebody who was a marriage counselor, working out with somebody who turned out to be a marriage counselor. And he counseled me, Courtney, you just have to stay the course. Angela is fine. It's you that's out of order. You got to be the man that you say you are when you got on one knee and said, will you marry me?
Did you bristle at that? That sounds like the kind of thing that could upset some people.
It's hard. It was hard for me to understand that it was, what you mean, I've got a problem? What do you mean I've got a problem? I think I'd worked on myself. He said, Courtney, you have to be the consistent man that she responded to you right away. You were helping her. You wanted to take care of her. You wanted to help her do what anything that she needed done. That's the man that she's responding to. That's what you got to do. And I had to go through a period where I had to just stop focusing on what Angela's doing or not doing or whatever.
You were trying to make me fix myself? Are you trying to fix me?
Just stop focusing on Angela.
Nothing was ever wrong with me
just
when we were dating.
Stop focusing on Angela.
That was the
She's
courtship.
Fine.
Oh, I was perfect
she
then.
She was perfect then.
I was perfect then.
Just stop focusing on Angela and just do. It transformed my life, and I think it began to help transform the marriage.
But isn't that human nature when you're in a relationship with someone, whatever the relationship is, whether it's romantic or whether it's a working relationship or friendship, if you would just not do that, it's human nature to say that. If you did that, everything would be fine, but you can't change people. The only person you can change is yourself. So when you change yourself in the relationship, then the other person has to respond to that new you. But usually we want the other person to change.
And that's really hard for us as men to do. It was really, really hard for me to just serve, just help. and stop focusing on what's negative in the relationship. Focus on what's positive, what is happening, and let God do the rest. And that was the lesson that I took away from it, and still am. And it's still a because that's the main thing for us, is that we're in process. We wrote the book, but there's days where Angela looks at me and goes, Courtney, what are you doing? How come you didn't tell me about that? And I just have to go, you're right, boo. I messed up. Yeah, I'm going to work on that. And she goes, yeah, you better work.
So both of you had very serious relationships before you got together. You were with Charles Dutton, Angela, mm-hmm. who was someone who you went to school
drama
with.
School together.
You were in school with and had a relationship. Yeah. And Courtney, you also had a very serious relationship. Mm-hmm. You give some advice at the end of the book. I want each of you to name one thing that you did in your previous relationships that you changed so that you can be in a partnership right now.
I think maybe I gave, too much of myself. He and I lived together, as my mother said, shacking up. We did that, so I cut that out. I wasn't going to do that, really giving too much of my power. But that wasn't something that I was going to do with Courtney. We chose not to even have a sexual relationship until we married because I wanted to really see him for who he was, and I wanted him to see who I was.
A lot of discipline you exercised over yourself.
Yeah, well, I think the hardest part was just saying it. Then after a while, this is how we do. I think it got easier for him.
So, Courtney, what about you? What did you do in the past that you changed your attitudes about?
Before, I was one foot in, one foot out, and always have a safety valve, always in case something goes wrong, be able to, and emotionally and physically. So I, was encouraged to put the other foot in. I learned to say, this is my first and my last marriage. So I'm putting both feet in. That's where I think the divorce is not an option came from, is that for the first time in my life, and, it's hard for guys to just, because we're, you're in the world, people encourage you.
There's more of us than you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. People encourage you to, sow your oats and, just, have a good time. But when a man actually commits himself, that's why I think guys, when they're standing up at the altar about to get married, we all cry. we finally, once we commit ourselves, we're like, oh, it's so emotional. I don't know what to do. So I
cried on your wedding
day? I cried. I was right up there. Yes, I knew I would. It overwhelmed me. I was just, this is it. My whole life is flashing
by me. And I was like, da-da-da-da-da.
She was happy as she can be.
Love.
So it's, that's what I put the other foot in.
I want to talk a little bit about your careers, and certainly that must impact your relationship because you have another love in your life, which is acting. What makes you shape a role as an actress? Are you following a thread of what you think needs to be transmitted about Black women on the screen?
I don't know if any moment I think I have a feeling of what stories need to be told, but I'm aware of what images, make me proud or make me shamed. And when I read a script, whether it's a Monster's Ball or whether it's Boys in the Hood or Rosa Parks or whatever it might be, I try to find some good in it. And if it makes me, in my soul, in my spirit, if it brings me angst, I as an actress, I couldn't pull that off. I can't shape that so that we as Black women come off as the strong, amazing individuals that we are. We can go anywhere, do anything, achieve any height. But media lasts forever. And us on screen sometimes is the only Black person, someone way on the other side of the world who I've met, and they may not even, as we say, they don't even speak English good. But they've seen us.
They
recognize, and they've come up to me. And I've been around the world enough to know that it travels, mm-hmm. and it's what they think. And I want to have a hand in us being portrayed as the beautiful people that we are.
Courtney, what about you? You've done roles 6 degrees on stage mm-hmm. that were very unusual portrayals of what a Black man is like. You've done TV, movies, all of it. What do you seek?
there's got to be someone who's trying to do, to say something positive about us. And it's not that, you know, Morgan Freeman did Streetwise or I forget, I think that's the name of that piece that he did about the drug dealer. But there was a redeeming quality. He was a huge, he was a whole character. He was full.
He was a pimp, and wasn't he?
He was a pimp? Pimp, drug dealer. Mm-hmm. He was a pimp, but he was, there was something redeeming about him. If I'm going to do something that, you know, just like when Denzel did Training Day, a part of all of us as black people said, now, you know, he did Malcolm, he did all these positive roles, Hurricane Carter, he did all. Why, when he finally does something that's, you know, playing, you know, to stretch as an actor, would you award him with the Oscar? We'll take it because it's a Best Actor award, and all of his other performances kind of are like, well, yeah, he did Malcolm X and all that, but Training Day, he got the Oscar. So that's what we always fight against, because there's not a lot of positive things out there about us that are done on a large scale, that are done like a big movie. So when something comes out that's negative and it's in a 3,000 theaters, people around the world see that as that's who we are. That's not all who we are. Just like one film about white folks, that's not all who they are. They have many different facets. But the problem is we can see that in all the different films that we see about them. And when I go see a film, I put myself in, if the person is white, is Asian, I can do that in my mind. But because we don't have a lot of films about all the different facets of us as black people, white folks don't know how to do that. And we want to help them do what we have to do on a daily basis, which is just learn how to share images.
Seek the universality.
Seek the universality. And we all need to do that.
A final question. You have twin children. Mm-hmm. You struggled to have them yourself, Angela, and ended up using a surrogate. I just want you to leave me with a little love note. Angela, maybe you can talk to your son, Courtney, to your daughter. What do you want them to know about this world?
I pray that he grows in the love and appreciation of the God of this universe. And I hope he grows in his character, and that at the end of the day, he'll be able always to lay his head on his pillow and sleep with peace and tranquility in his soul.
Mm. What would you say to your little girl?
I would say to my little girl and to my little boy, because I'm going to talk to them both, that there's pain in life and people will disappoint you. But the only thing we can do, and this is a line from Fences, we take the best of what people and who we meet, and we take that and we go on and make a life with that. But yes, people, there's other things you can say about them that are negative and that happen. But it's like, just let that go, baby. That's okay. But they did that nicely. Take that and go along with that. Take that kernel from that person and take another kernel from another person. And before you know it, you got a nice little meal. You know, let it go. You don't have to seek the bad. The bad will find you.
Be resilient. And go forward.
Go forward.
Forward.
Go forward, babies. Go forward.
Well, that's beautiful. And, of course, the late, great August Wilson, author of Fences. Courtney Vance, Angela Bassett, thank you so much for sharing your time with me.
You're welcome. Thank you for having us.
Husband and wife Courtney B. Vance and Angela Bassett are acclaimed actors and co-authors of Friends, A Love Story. For an extended version of the conversation and to hear Angela and Courtney read from their book, log on to npr.org.